His father was born in Jefferson County, Tennessee, and his mother was born in Knox County, Tennessee. His mother was a Bearden. You came through Bearden this morning. His name for the area is where her family's farm was.
Is that an 11 or 411?
An 11.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
And what was his father's occupation?
He was a claim adjuster for the Southern Railway. He was, earlier than that, he was with the Commissioner of Insurance for the state of Tennessee and with the Internal Revenue. He was a revenuer. He told wonderful tales of going out in the mountains and so forth. And then for a time, his first job, I believe, was in a bank in Dandridge, Tennessee. He was educated at Carson-Newman College.
Where is that?
Jefferson City,
uh-huh.
I think. That's right.
Uh-huh. And his ancestors then, how did he happen to be in Mississippi? I mean, what?
The Southern Railway transferred him from Birmingham to Meridian.
Mm-hmm. But his father originally was from Tennessee.
Jefferson County, Tennessee.
Tennessee, and
mm-hmm.
I see. So they, okay.
They sent the children back to Tennessee to school.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, would you give me a kind of off-the-cuff description with a little history thrown in of Maryville, and also of its Alcoa, which is interesting to me. I didn't realize, and I didn't even think about associating the company with the town.
Alcoa, as far as I know, was the first company-built town. It was built for housing, for employees when they built the plant. And Alcoa had no industry, with the exception of a grocery store and a dry cleaner. Seems there was one other business out there until after World War II, and the company started selling houses to those who wished to buy them. Up until then, everyone had lived, if they lived in Alcoa, in a company-owned house.
Mm.
And then with private ownership of property came business
mm-hmm.
into the town.
What's the size of Alcoa? Is Alcoa now larger than Maryville?
No, we are larger. I refer in my handy telephone book, which is brand new, and has the, if I can find it, has the populations in it.
I think it's on the back page in the Atlanta book, anyway. It isn't on the back of our cover.
Anyway, this is facts about Knox, but we have a joint book. Anyway, we have about 33,000 in the county, and of that, about, oh, say 11,000 is in Maryville and 7,000 Alcoa or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is heavily populated county. Maryville was, it was in the 1700s, it was Craig's Fort and McTeer's Fort and Henry's Fort. And they were built, of course, they were wooden forts built for protection against the Indians by these settlers who came across the mountains. And New Providence Church, where we attend, was started 2 years before the town was founded, whatever the legal mm-hmm. procedure is for.
When was that now?
It was 1790-something, I believe. It was long, long ago, and the college then came soon after the church
oh.
as a seminary.